Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Bone Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers, at Roger JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. By the way, congratulations, Linda Trevino. She got the $1,000. Another word at 2 o'clock.
So, you know the Glastonbury Festival?
Yeah.
Okay, so once a year, for those of you who don't know, Glastonbury is a huge music festival over in Europe, in Britain, and it's huge. It's one of the biggest ones there, and it's an honor when you're able to headline Glastonbury. U2, Metallica, Foo Fighters, the biggest bands, the Rolling Stones, the biggest bands in the world headline Glastonbury. But researchers have found that during the 5-day festival that MDMA and cocaine levels were so high it was damaging wildlife. People are peeing in the rivers and into the ground, and the groundwater is going into the rivers, and the fish are getting high.
Oh, the poor fish.
Well, you say poor fish. I say, picture this. The older fish getting excited about the newer fish. Like, to the newer fish, like, listen, I'm pretty sure it's almost Glastonbury season. Like, it's going to change your life. Unfortunately, it only happens once a year, but you'll be swimming. Next thing you know, you're going to see some pretty colors. Just go with it. Don't get nervous. Don't get upset. And the little fish is just sitting around the older fish going, are you sure? And the older fish is like, trust me.
We are going to get high.
It's awesome. You know?
Yeah. The old Uncle Garcia fish.
Whatever. They're just swimming around. All of a sudden, they start getting, somebody who just did a little bit of blow. They pee into the river. Next thing you know, the fish is swimming really fast. I don't know why I'm swimming so fast. Woo! I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop swimming. This is the great day to swim.
Yeah, I love it.
Can you imagine enough people somebody, did that and there was enough drugs somebody, in their body for that to happen? That's incredible.
People that were doing Molly, they're peeing in it. It's like, I just want to touch you. You know, the one fish says to the other fish, if you don't have hands, I can still touch you. I can rub up against you.
Oh my God, are you on drugs right now? Like, what is happening in your head with all these fish thoughts?
You can imagine the fish and what they're saying.
I'm just imagining.
Mm-hmm. The fish are talking.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today.
Right.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's a Tucker fish. See, that's what goes on down there under the water. We just don't know.
Dangerously high levels of Class A drugs have been found in the river running through the Glastonbury Festival site, according to scientists.
Mm.
How about that? They're asking people to use the facilities, but the facilities are probably A, disgusting, B,
far away,
C, just packed.
Right.
So just whip it out.
Yep. Think about it, though. We talk about, kids being in the pool, how it doesn't change much of the pool, but you're talking about a river. And I know there's a lot of people, but it's a river. You know how much they have to pee when a small percentage of their pee is Molly or whatever? And that affects the water? How
Here's
much that's got to be to
I
get to the fish?
That's what I'm saying. Oof. First off, you got 100,000 people, not a couple of kids in your backyard.
Yeah.
And it's over the course of 5 days. So it's probably more than that.
Yeah.
And
but it is a river, but that's still impressive.
A lot of drugs.
Yeah.
They're talking about right near the site. You know, they're not talking about 40 miles downstream or anything like that. They're talking about right near the site. But that's a lot.
Don't pee in the river and don't eat the brown acid.
I know they tell you not to flush your medications down the toilet.
Yeah. Same reason.
Right.
But I always wondered if that was overblown. I guess it makes sense. Everybody, anything expired medications, what does everybody do with them? That's exactly what you do with them.
Well, I know.
Right? What are you supposed to do with them otherwise?
Walgreens, I believe, at least up here, I don't know if it's company-wide, but they have drop-off bins for prescriptions. Like, when you go inside near the pharmacy, you can drop off old medication in there. Yeah.
I had, when I was in Chicago in the airport, they had
Can you go shopping in that bin?
If you can really stick your hand inside.
Trick or treat.
Yeah.
All right.
They had one of those for marijuana. They had, like, it was Amnesty. It was like a bin.
At the airport?
Yeah. And it was like a, it was
Oh, so at the airport you can get rid of your weed before you got on a plane and get yourself in trouble?
What a scam that is.
That's not bad. That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's either a scam plot or people all of a sudden they forgot they have their weed on them and they got to go through security and then they get nervous about going through security.
Right.
No, I get it.
Give you a chance not to get in trouble.
Yeah, okay. it's amnesty, marijuana amnesty it said on. I took a picture of it in a... And it's, you know, they have them all over. It was O'Hare. So, and they had, so it was big. They had them everywhere. Like, oh, that's interesting.
Who gets to clean that out?
Mo.
It's just weed. Mo.
Mo.
I took a TSA job in Chicago.
You know where he's going.
Man.
Wow. Speaking of weed, I was reading this thing before. And anybody with kids, note for this Halloween, there's... They arrested someone in Pennsylvania, and they had stuff that came from California. So it's going across the country and being transferred around, so look for it. There's Halloween treats that are laced with THC, and the packaging looks just like the regular things, like sweet tarts. Looks like sweet tarts.
Mm-hmm.
But in the upper corner, there might be a little weed symbol, or it might say, you know, something. But if you don't look too close, you think it's sweet tarts.
So they're copying the packaging?
Yep, exactly. Okay. So, like, Nerd Rope is in this long yellow package.
Did you ever try Nerd Rope?
No, I never did.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's JP.
That's so good. And I don't like nerds, but Nerd Rope, I don't know what's in there, but man.
If you like Nerd Ropes, and I don't like nerds either, but if you like Nerd Ropes, then you will love the nerd clusters they have. They come in little bags. Aren't they the best? Aren't they the
best? Yes, they are.
And I don't even like nerds. I don't even like sweets, but those are so good.
Brett, do you have Nerd Rope yet?
No, I'm not into that kind of candy stuff. I'm more of the chocolate. Yeah. I'm like the opposite of you with that
stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm more chocolate than that. But they have Stoner Patch Kids, so that you, instead of Sour Patch, it just has the word Stoner. But like with the letters the way they are in that font, if you don't look close, it looks exactly the same. And then they have, instead of like a snack-sized Doritos, like a 100-calorie pack or whatever, it's called Doweedos.
Weed.
That's
Doweedos.
That is amazing.
That was definitely my favorite thing in the story, Doweedos. But, I mean, so the upside is, you know, parents, make sure you find it. They also have Cheetos that look just like Cheetos, but in the corner, little weed. But
I'd be surprised.
Get the stuff out of your kid's bag because you don't want your kids that.
Right, but I'd be surprised if it made it into, because those things are expensive, you know.
Yeah, well,
those things are expensive. Like, if you want to play a joke on somebody, you might as well play on joke on somebody where you'll be able to see the final product of the joke.
Yeah.
Putting a $50 bag of gummy bears.
$50?
Yeah.
That's what that thing could be?
Yeah.
The Nerds Rope says 400 milligrams THC. I don't know how much that is.
Right.
I don't know if that's a lot or
don't
a little.
Eat the whole thing.
Ooh.
Do not eat the whole thing.
I love Nerd Ropes.
Yeah.
If you eat the whole thing, do not plan on doing much.
Yeah, that one has 20.
I'll usually go 25
milligrams.
To 50 milligrams if I'm going to do an edible.
Really?
Yeah.
But say it again, how much?
25 to 50.
Okay. Do you have a scale or something? Like, how do you know how much?
No, the bag is labeled. But the whole thing is you got to trust the people that are doing the sales. But a lot of them are medicinal, so.
How do you trust?
You got to trust Spicoli to measure your weed.
Measure
your THC.
Do you trust someone who would measure that out more than you trust a politician?
100%.
You don't think that they would rip
Monica,
you off?
I don't trust politicians.
But I mean, there's a...
Especially on the national level. Local is one thing. National level, none of them. Zero. I'm not one. Not one.
You don't think that weed people, there's some people that are shady and just trying to rip you off?
I think when you're getting them at a medicinal place, it's no different than having to have the FDA getting involved with, you know, when you have to have ingredients in your packaging. Mm-hmm. When you're doing it through, nobody wants to lose that license. Having a dispensary is a license to print money.
Right, but there's
so
also...
Nobody wants to risk that. And the stuff that, I don't do it often. I really don't. But when I do, it's stuff that a friend of mine gets from a dispensary. Mm. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm not buying. I don't understand people that are doing cocaine or heroin right now with all this fentanyl stuff going on. Like, I don't get it. Especially I know the people that aren't addicts, but, you know, they're going out, they're going to a party, they want to get a little blow. I understand that practice, but I don't understand doing it now. People are dropping here like flies from fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they went and bought a little bit of blow because they were going to have a party or they were going out for a night. They wanted to, you know, be up and they wanted to do some coke. But now they're cutting it with fentanyl, and which I won't understand because I wouldn't think drug dealers wanted their clients dead, but they do want to get them addicted.
Oh, dangerous, right?
It's a fine line.
Scott's on line three. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I was just saying, you know, when you went out trick-or-treating at the end of the night, your parents usually went through your candy, you know, and sometimes picked out some of the choice stuff and everything. And then they also took you to the better neighborhoods and everything. So I just like to know what neighborhood that is so I can take my kids.
Yeah, my mom used to go through all our candy. That's true. And she always like, one bag of M&Ms for me.
What?
One for you.
No, you don't get to do that. That's not a thing.
Sure. She wouldn't take it all. She would just take a bag of M&Ms. Go ahead, Mom. Because she was letting us keep all this candy that we were never allowed to eat that much.
Stuff they liked.
Yeah.
You guys take care.
Take care, man.
Yeah, but she would look through because that was the days of razor blades and apples type rumors, you know, when kids in the 70s or 80s or whatever.
My mom wouldn't go through the candy, but if somebody gave us an apple or if they gave us something that was not like packaged candy, she would pull it right out.
Popcorn ball?
Pull it right out. Yeah, gone. Good. She yanked that all right out.
Yeah.
But as far as like it being a cold, packaged piece of candy, but I got to be honest with you, my father has a mother of a sweet tooth. He never went through my stuff.
No.
And he was a big dude and he loved candy, but he never went through my stuff. Yeah. I go through the kids' stuff because mostly for allergies.
Mom went through it because we divided the stuff that each of us liked among all the kids. So, like all six kids, we'd get a ton because everybody would get, I would like three candies. This one would like three, that one would like three. So then we'd just divide it out and we'd trade with each other. So she's kind of like organized it with us. So that was good. That's not a bad thing. EG on line two.
Hey guys, wonderful show as always.
Hey, thank you.
So I'm downtown in Tampa delivering pizzas, and I'm in this fancy swanky place. And this, I'm leaving, and the guy at the desk like, "Hey man, you want an edible?" I'm like, "Sure." And it was like it was like a 4-inch by 4-inch pastry. So I eat the whole thing. Well, I didn't even think like, you know, it looked just like a donut or something. So I take like one little bit, I take another little bit, and then I just eat the whole thing. Torrential rain start happening. I take two more deliveries, have to park my car, call in, and say my car broke down because I could not move.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And now what do? You just sit there and wait for it to wear off?
No, actually, my manager was like a friend. He was my boss, and he was my friend, and I called him. I'm like, look, dude. I was like... We got to make up a story. I'm making up a story because I cannot move, and I'm staying here, and I can't come back into work. And he's like, all right, whatever, your car broke down. So it was don't eat the whole thing.
Well, that's a pretty safe bet when it comes to edibles. Whatever you do, don't eat the whole thing.
Wow.
Yep, y'all are awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
Wow.
I remember making cookies. Having cookies. I don't know if I made them or I got them from somewhere. We were at my buddy's house upstate. And it was one of those where I don't feel anything. Let me eat one more cookie. And I ate one more cookie. It was so I was on the couch and somebody walked in. I'm coherent. I know the right thing to do is to get up, introduce myself, say hello, whatever it is. I can't move.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't. Like, my legs don't work. I can't. Right. So I just, like, lift my hand up like this, wave, and I put my hand back down because everything.
It was like cement.
I could not move.
Hearing you guys talk about all this is adorable, by the way. It's like, I remember my first beer type of talk, you know? For me.
It's not my first beer, man. But, you know, you got to admit, edibles hit you different than smoking.
Oh, 100%. Allegedly.
Because you don't know, it sneaks up on you. You you eat that edible and then you forget you ate it.
Yeah, and there's not really, unless you're getting them right from the dispensary, no way to really tell if you're eating a piece that has like more potent than some of the other pieces. So you can get the piece that has the most potent parts of it.
Oh, I didn't realize that spread evenly is what you're saying.
Yeah, not unless you get
it. But the dispensary tells you, right?
Yeah, the dispensary should be more safe.
Okay, but you're talking about if a friend just bakes brownies, one brownie worse than another.
Yeah,
you never know.
Like that. Yeah.
I used to make my own cookies.
Gareth, you make your own cookies?
No, I don't have time to sit around baking. If I'm going to do anything, it's rolling up a thing and then, all
right. Right.
Ooh, move on.
Cookies.
I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago and people were smoking joints. I'm like, I haven't even seen a joint in forever.
They still call it a joint? What is it?
Yeah, again, I think so.
Right? Gareth, do they still call it a joint?
Yeah. Dog rockets. That's the new term.
What is it?
Dog rockets. Like when they're excited.
I remember if you rolled a fat joint, we call it a gorilla finger.
Yeah. We will be smoking gorilla fingers when you guys come down to Tampa.
No, we won't. Oh, no, we won't.
2026, mark it down on the calendar. Yes.
I am out of that game.
Gareth will be 40. But next time we get there,
I'm just gonna
sounds like fun
drinks for you guys. I'm gonna lace them like Bill Cosby, but it'll be a fun one.
Gareth said this is the drink to be drinking. Get your gorilla fingers. Claire, get the gorilla fingers. We're gonna get blunted and blasted and bum 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 bum
bum. Wow.
All right, Kaz, he'll be there too. All right, well, Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Did Gareth just say on air he's going to Cosby you?
Like, yes, he said.
I feel like that was just said.
Mark the tape. For that time, we go to Tampa and we're in jail and we're like, we don't remember what happened.
Call Mark the HR tape. Department immediately.
Well, Roger
and give him a ring.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.